reform and engage the bride of Christ. To stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom, we recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Bride, this is your host today, Dr. June Knight in Nashville, Tennessee. It is after the Thanksgiving holiday, and I just want to say, after you listen to our radio jingle, please let's give the Lord thanks for giving me new equipment so we don't have that static sound. Amen. We thank the Lord ahead of time. That's what faith is. Hallelujah. Today we are featuring a minister in Nashville, Tennessee. Her name is Pastor Cheryl Womack. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing wonderful.
We are so honored to have you on the broadcast with us today. If you don't mind sharing with us your story, what did God do to take you from nothing and make you into something, Pastor?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it short.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I was saved at the age of 12.
Aww.
And I was baptized with the in the river, and when I came up speaking in tongues.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I remained in the church into my 20s, but I was in a very legalistic religious setting. And
yes.
I did what they call backslid. And
yes.
I stayed in the world for almost 20 years because
yes.
I felt like God would not hear me and didn't want anything to do with me just because I had a sinful life.
Yes.
And that is why I went into the world. And when I was in 1989, I have a praying mother, and she was in church, and they were praying for me. And one year I said, I'm going to church. That was 1988. And I made it to church one time. And the next year, New Year's, when people make New Year's resolutions, I made another resolution, which included, you said you were going to church last year, but you didn't go, so this year you're going to go. So in January I went to church, February I went to church, and April I gave my life back to God. And I've been in the church ever since 1989 for the second time.
Yeah.
And one day I was repentant to the Lord, even after being in the body, regretting the time that I had spent in the world. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I wasted so much time in the world, that I rejected you. And
right.
The Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit and said, you never rejected me. You just rejected how they presented me to you. You have always loved me. You have always loved me.
And when that is profound.
Amen. When he said that, that gave me freedom.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I've been very happy about that. But I have one son. I have many children and spiritual children, but I birthed one child and I have one son. And he was convicted. Next year will be 20 years. He was convicted almost 20 years ago for a crime that he did not commit. And I was like most people. I trusted the news. I trusted, quote, unquote, the justice system, thinking that justice would prevail. And because I knew little about the legal system, I didn't know which way to go or what to do. I just trusted that it would work out okay.
Yeah.
But he was sentenced to life with parole, and which means they want him to spend 50-something years in prison. But we have struggled for almost 20 years to get someone to hear the truth, to notice the truth. And you don't know, when you're unaware of what happens in the quote-unquote justice system, you don't know that everybody doesn't do their job. You don't know that they want to just say to the public, we have who we need to have, that they falsify information, just so forth and so on. And because of that, I cried for 13 years as I tried to help him. And one day I said, Father, they killed your son, and he didn't do anything at all.
Right.
I said, my son is not any better than your son. And that's the day that my life turned around.
Oh, when you gave him to the Lord.
Yes.
Aww. And
after I gave him to the Lord, all that time, though, what I had been doing, I did not know it was ministry at the time.
Yeah.
What I had been doing was ministering to other parents who had people incarcerated and who had just left them there and encouraged them to be a part of their lives, to stay involved, to get them the help that they needed and to keep them connected with the outside by being connected to them themselves. I was sending packages to other inmates in the prison. I mean, just ministering and didn't know that I was ministering.
Yeah.
And consequently, that is what brought about Lean On Me Programs, Inc., which is an outreach, nonprofit outreach ministry where we want to educate the public because I was uneducated. We know that there are people who really did the crime and they're in there to pay the debt to society. That is not what I'm talking about. You know,
even those
people need help, and if you would love them, they would turn their lives around, because it has happened many times. In my case, I've prayed for people on courthouse steps and all of that. But Lean On Me Programs is a program, is a nonprofit that I started to minister to those who are incarcerated, to minister to their families, to help educate the public, to rehabilitate those that need the rehabilitation, because after people have been in prison for a while, they become scared. Sometimes they change for the worse. Sometimes they change for the better. But if
yeah.
they have someone to love them and walk with them and tell them there is another way of life, because not all of them know there is another way of life. I had a young man to tell me that he didn't know people lived without having some kind of criminal activity in their lives. I said, yes, they live lives according to the law.
you know,
it's amazing. And so we want to educate the public, educate the people in juvenile jails, prisons, even the homeless and the underprivileged in any way. We want to offer them, and we do offer spiritual guidance, legal aid, and that's simply just letting them know what their rights are, you know, just helping them in that area. And
so you're kind of like a prisoner's Christian advocate.
Yes, yes, that. But, I mean, and the mass incarceration thing is really big right now, and that's the part that God has pulled forward. But it's involved often more than the criminal part of it, although because of my son's situation, that is where my heart is. That's for men in particular, because men locked away, it affects the whole family, just like women locked away affects the whole family. And just to help rehabilitate and keep people from going back to prison. There are so many that go back because they can't find jobs. No one will give them a chance. But if they have someone mentoring them, walking with them, encouraging them, someone that they can talk to and be accountable to, they do much, much better. I have to.
Now, I'm going to tell you this, Pastor Cheryl. When I was on my tour, I was in Mississippi. I interviewed this gentleman that was had been released from prison, and it's not that he was falsely charged, I mean, but he said that he did it, but he only said it because of the situation he was in. Like, he had no money, and they was telling him, if you don't plead guilty, you're going to get life, and you know, all this kind of stuff. He had no family or anything to back him up. So, but now he's an actual sex offender, and he cannot find a job. Nobody will house him. It's like, I mean, even if he was guilty and he was led by a demon or something and did that in his younger days, it's like the rest of his human existence is labeled. It's like he can't be recovered, he can't change. It's like, how in the world can society, you know, take those people back in and say, okay, we're going to forgive you and give you another chance, you know? And I believe that's what you're trying to do with your ministry. You're trying to help the ones that are inside kind of change the way they think so that they can overcome the adversities that maybe brought them there in one way or another. And then you're trying to help them when they get released to be able to adapt to society. Am I understanding you right?
Yes, you are. You're understanding me correctly. The sex offender are the ones labeled, let me say that, the alleged sex offender.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a little bit harder to help in that they have so many rules where
I know.
They are concerned that it's not easy to find them housing. It's not easy to give them jobs because, I mean, anybody can look up the record and see what they did in the past.
I know it, yeah.
I went to a legislative meeting where they were talking about mass incarceration. And one of the things they were talking about was wiping the slate clean when people have done their time, you know, getting people help who have been on drugs or who have done things in the past, you know, with, and they call it like mental issues, getting them the counseling and the help that they need. Now, you and I both know that if a person, I mean, this is, God is the only one that can change a person if they really want to be changed.
Amen.
If that person is not willing to surrender, first of all, to God, we can only do so much.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Lean on Me is a Christian organization, and we point people to Jesus. And we, you know, we educate people and we encourage people all out of the love of Christ, you know, and as long as they're serious about it, then we walk with them. But if they are not, we can't walk with them because there are so many people that really do want and need the help.
Yeah.
You know? So God is the only one able to do that. And it said that, I don't know, I believe God can change anybody. You know, sin is
I do too,
God.
Amen. Amen. And listen, Bride, if you are not involved in the prison ministry, let me tell you, the prison, there is nothing like it. The prison ministry is one of the best that I love to do. It's they're so hungry. I mean, there is a difference between the men and the women. Like the men's prisons that I've been in, the men are very proactive. They're hungry. They're on fire. They're, you know, it, when you go behind the pulpit at a men's prison, it's like you can feel them sucking the anointing right out of you. They're that hungry. It just brings the greatness out of you. When you go in the women's prison, and it could be because, you know, they didn't know me at the time, but when you go in the women's prison, they're really icy cold. They're in there. They're very emotional people anyway, so they're in their own worlds, and that's why we have to be led of the Holy Spirit so that we can break that ice real quick through the anointing. But anyways, I just encourage you, Bride, you know, get involved in the prison ministry. And all of you that's listening right now in the Nashville region, we just put an announcement out there that we are training for We Are the Bride 2016 Prison Ministry, and we opened that up to the public to come in with us to minister in the Tennessee Prison for Women. So the next training is December 12th. So go to our website at www.wearethebride.us/outreach. Okay, but anyways, we're going to move on, Pastor Cheryl. And I want to ask you a question. And I ask this to all of our guests because we want to hear the wisdom that God has given you about this certain topic. Okay, now we are talking specifically about the American bride because, you know, all the turmoil that's going on out there right now with ISIS and with Paris and all the fear that's trying to be put on to the Christians right now, especially now that they've announced all these universities in the United States that are pro-ISIS. I'm like, good Lord, help us all. But what would you say to the American bride to either encourage them, give them a prophetic word, or what? What would you say about current day events?
Well, first of all, no matter what, first of all, we are not, we're in the world. We're not of the world, and that's
yes,
something we
amen.
Have to remember.
Yes.
Whatever's going on in the world, we see it, we can be affected by it. But
yeah.
Because we are not of this world, one of our first tools is prayer. We have to lay our lives down and pray. Because the word says pray without ceasing.
Yes.
And prayer changes things.
And yes, it does.
The more we pray and the more we run to God, we free him. He is God. He is not in the earth anymore except through the Holy Spirit who is
yes.
in us.
Yes.
And so he uses us. And he is the same God through us. And
yes.
so we have to take our authority
yes.
over the things that are going on in this world.
Yes, amen.
And we have to speak forth life out of our mouths.
Yes.
Because the word tells us that there's life and death in the tongue. So we have to be very, very strategic in what we say. Speak, how we pray. We cannot agree, even though we see things going on. We cannot agree. We can take authority over
that is good. Yes.
We can take authority over the demonic at
yes.
work in America and take America back.
Yes.
Jesus. That's what
yes.
I have to say. Pray. Fall on your face and pray.
Yes.
And if you don't know how to pray, as the word tells us, pray in the spirit. But the more time we spend with God and running after God, he will give us the answers that are necessary.
Yes.
Just like he talks to us personally, just like that same word that came to me, you never rejected me. You rejected how they presented me to you. You have always loved me. Now,
yeah.
If I had not been talking to God and seeking God, I probably would have never heard that.
Right.
And that's what's wrong, because God is talking all the time. We just have to give him an opportunity to speak specifically to us.
Yes.
Give a strategic direction and then follow his direction.
Yes.
That's what I have to say about that.
Well, let me tell you this, Bride, if you are catching on to what God is doing on this broadcast, okay, here is a mother who had her son go to prison, and her trust in the system, I mean, I'm not knocking the system or anything, but I'm saying her trust in the system and everything, I mean, first of all, what a battle that is in battling your heart as a mother and then battling the tough love on your children and then battling the love of your children. And then trying to compare, like, how God does with us. But look, Bride, here she is. She's talking about this. And then we're talking about ISIS. Now, see, she's faced the enemy when it comes to her son. And you can bet this woman's been on her knees praying. And like her saying, I cried for 13 years. You know, so she's been in the battle. She's been in the war. And so now she's telling the bride, having to do with ISIS and all the different fear tactics that they're trying to put on us, she's saying, pray. This is a woman that knows what she's talking about now.
Amen.
So, yes, prayer is everything. And I think of it like this, too, you know. We are like trees in the middle of a storm. You know, we have our roots planted in God. We have our roots planted in the sure foundation. And all of the storm that's brewing around us in America right now, just, you know, we just got to stand still. Amen?
Amen.
Stand still and in prayer. Okay, sister, look, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. And, Bride, we're going to be able to hear from this pastor. Amen? She is going to preach the word of God to us in just a moment. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Visions Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Okay, Bride, this is your host today, Dr. June Knight, and we are here with Pastor Cheryl Womack. Come on, Pastor Cheryl, now preach it. We're ready, woman.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes,
again.
Lord.
I'd like to say hello to all the Bride listening audience today, and I want to thank you for taking time out to hear what the Lord is saying to the Bride today.
Yes, Lord.
The first thing I'd like to do is just say a quick prayer so God can be completely in control. So, Father, we just thank you right now for this time, and we ask that you would reach out and touch everyone listening, Father, and have your way in this service today. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, thank you. Amen. I want to talk to you today from the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 14, and 22 through 27. And it reads, "The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and through all its parts are many, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized into one spirit, into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many." And 22, "On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. On the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord.
If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." And then after he tells us that there is only one body, he goes on to tell us about how to treat the body. And he says this from 1 John 3:23 and 24. "And this is his order, his command, his injunction, that we should believe, put our faith and trust in and adhere to and rely on the name of his son, Jesus Christ."
Yes, Lord.
"And that we should love one another just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments, who obey his orders and follow his plan, live and continue to live, to stay and abide in him, and he in them. They let Christ be a home to them, and they are the home of Christ. And by this we know and understand and have the proof that he really lives and makes his home in us, by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us." Amen.
Amen.
What the Lord is saying, that there is one new man, just one new man. According to God and his word, we are all the same. He sees his children all the same. We may have different backgrounds, different races, different cultures.
Yes.
It does not matter. The argument was even going on when the disciples were in the world, talking about circumcision and uncircumcision. He sent Peter to the circumcised, which were the Jewish people, and Paul to the Gentiles, which was everyone else. And they had controversy as to who was entitled to be. Who did God come to? Who was Abraham's children? And they were concerned that the Gentiles, the other people, didn't have a part in this body, the promise of Abraham, and the promise that he gave to him for us of blessings. But it's settled through the scriptures that I read to you today that there is only one body. When scientists and doctors take people who have donated themselves to science, and if they would remove the skin from a natural body, their bodies look the same. They both have flesh, and they both have bones, and they both have blood, and they both have vessels and ligaments and nerve endings. They look the same. The point I'm making is if you take two bodies of different cultures, different backgrounds, different understandings, and let them decay the same without touching them, they will decay the same because we are one. We are one. God made mankind. He did not make some higher than others and lower than others. He made us all the same.
He
made every human being in his image. Way back when he created man, he made man in his image. And then he made woman. But mankind is made in the image of God. And my Bible tells me that as he is, it's talking about love above that part.
John,
1 John 4:17, it's talking about love all through that. But it's talking about when we see him, we're going to look like him because as we are obedient to his word, we change into the image of him all the while we're in the body of Christ. You know, we are, just, it says, as he is, so are we in the world. So that means that even while ago when we were talking about ISIS and things concerning ISIS, no matter what, Jesus did great things when he walked the earth, but he said we would do greater things than that. So we have to take our authority and do those things that we know we're supposed to do and can do, and sometimes don't know, but we practice the word and we see things happen. Because the word is faithful, it's going to come to pass. But first of all, what we need in this one new man is unity. What we need in this what we need in this one new man is togetherness, to set aside our differences and not let our differences separate us. We need to know that God loves us all and get rid of the demonic, the dark side that's causing the division because the word lets us know that kingdoms and houses divided against themselves, they cannot stand. And that's a whole act.
Right, amen.
Is to tear down the body of Christ to keep us bickering. Listen, no one knows it all, no matter what their religious background
is,
no matter what their cultures are. No one knows it all because the word tells us that we're all looking through a glass darkly, and that means that none of us have it all together. But if we would sit down together, commune with each other, you can learn something from me, and I can learn something from you. And together we've gotten closer to the whole, to the pure knowledge, because we all need each other. We cannot do this alone. We're not in this body alone. We're in this body with many. Even if you go back to the 12 tribes, they were different. They had different things that they did, but they were a unit. They were one family, and God doesn't have two families. He doesn't have three families. He has one family. He has one body. He has one spirit. And listen, I want to tell you this, that we are children of God because we have faith in Jesus. But First John 3:10-11, and this is what it says. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. That's the command that God gave us, is to love one another.
Yes.
He told us to believe in his son. Believe in him and love one another. He talked about loving one another. And without love, without the love of God, there's something seriously wrong, something seriously going on within us. And we know some of it is learned, some of it is decided upon. But I say this, repent. Repent even for the teachings that have become a part of you, a part of your way of thinking, a part of your way of doing things. If you're the president of a company, if you're the founder, if you're the CEO, if you're friends with the presidents of the United States, we salute you. But guess what? The person who pulls cleaning equipment, if they're a born-again believer, they're in the family of God. And then if that person is looking funny at you, then that calls for repentance. We must understand that there is only one body. There is not a body made up of several different things going several different directions with several different ideas. That would be a real mess. But we are one body in unity. And the way you get there is to ask for help. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You don't have to talk to your friends about it. Talk to Jesus about it. Ask him to help you. Give you the eyes that he has for the body, for the brethren. And this is something else. We're all charged with bringing souls into the kingdom, because there are souls that each one of us can reach that no one else can reach. But you must do this through love. You can't do it any other way. So there's one body. Get used to it. We say that, but we have to really know that. There's one body.
Right, amen.
One body. God has given, he has one body. And he has one spirit. So get used to the idea. Do something you've never done before and decide that you're going somewhere to hear the word of God in a different place. Now, I'm not asking you to leave your church. I'm just asking you to step out and pursue the one body of Christ. He will help you because that's his heart, to love everybody. And listen to me, if you be real about it, you weren't always so lovable yourself.
Amen. Come on now.
Had it not been for Jesus, you would still be a mess. That's my testimony.
Yes.
And I figure if God can save me, he can save anybody, because I was not the easiest person in the world. But he has changed me and made a difference in me, and I do love the brethren. Do I get hurt sometimes? Of course I do. But think about this. We fail a lot of times to remember that God has feelings too. He tells us that he's a jealous God. But when you're paying attention to TV more than you're paying attention to him, if you're paying attention but you want to go out, say, and eat or something, and get away from your prayer time or your reading the Bible time or just having a conversation with him or listening to him, giving him attention, he has feelings too, because I could go to prayer but I can't take your place. And while you add it, remember the word that tells you to make prayer and supplication for all the saints, because saints around the world are suffering. They have needs that haven't been met yet. It's not that God is not going to meet them, but do your part as a part of this one new man. That's who you are, one new man, and you can't function without the other parts in this body being one new man. Remember how they unified and they were building the tower toward heaven, and God had to confound them because they were so unified that they could reach heaven because they were of one mind. When the Holy Spirit came, they were gathered together in one place with one mind. So we have to have the same mind, and that's the mind of Christ, and we are one body. We have to accept that, believe that, and ask for help with that if that's an area that you struggle in. But love, because God is not demonstrating love. He is love. And you have a better covenant than Jesus had, because he fulfilled the old covenant. And the new covenant came on the day of Pentecost. You can do greater things than Jesus did.
Yes, amen.
Compassion, love one another, and bring souls into the kingdom. And if you don't know Jesus, just repent now and ask him to forgive you of your sins, come into your heart, and make and do something with your life, and submit and move out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yay! Thank you for bringing that word tonight. Listen, Bride. She is calling for the bride to come together in unity, and we receive it. Amen. The Bible says that you know the love of a Christian by the love they have for one another.
Amen.
So, Lord, please help us to have that agape type of love for other Christians, Lord. And sometimes when they seem unlovable, Lord, we need your grace. What grace is to help us do what we cannot do.
Amen.
So help us, Lord, to have the love. We want to please you, Lord. Amen. And we ask that the bride comes together in agreement and pray for all of our guests, because we believe that God brings them the broadcast because they are at the point of promotion. They are at the point of increase coming. Listen, there is no reason for us to be limited on this earth, not with age, not with anything. We can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Amen.
Amen.
So, look, we're going to ask that you bow your heads with us right now, and let's pray for Pastor Cheryl Womack. Lord, we just thank you and give you praise, Lord, for her being on the broadcast with us today. Lord, we come together in agreement, the bride across the earth, Lord. We come together in agreement for this mighty woman of God, Lord. We thank you for all of the trials, the testings, the purging, the sifting that you took her through to take her to where she's at now. She is able to change, help people to change their destinies, Lord, to help them to see you more clearly in the middle of the storm, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, God, and it's because of what you brought her through, Lord. We pray for her son, God. We pray justice will abound, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray the truth will come forth, Lord. We pray, God, that he would have favor with the courts, Lord, and favor with any lawyers that he needs or anything that he needs, Lord, to set his name free, Lord. We pray, God, that you help him, Lord, to experience you more than anything, God. Let him have an experience with the Holy Ghost that he cannot deny, that would shake his world, Lord. We are coming together in agreement, calling out that mighty man of God, calling him out to rise up and to take his place in the army of the living God. We pray you take the scales off his eyes. Anything that the enemy's trying to do to destroy that man, we come together right now and lock arms around him. And we say, no, enemy, you're not taking another inch on this boy's life in the name of Jesus. We're coming together in agreement with our sister and in agreement with heaven. Because you want us to come together with what you're trying to do. We know you love this boy. We know you have a destiny for this boy. And it doesn't matter what his past is, Lord. You can take all that around and turn it around for your glory, Lord. We come together in agreement for that destiny on his life, declaring it done in Jesus' name, declaring victory over him in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for all of the tears that she has sowed into heaven over him, Lord. We know that you have kept those tears, Lord. You have heard the mother's cries over him, Lord. And we are coming together today and say we want freedom and deliverance today in Jesus' name, Lord. May he rise up, Lord, and maybe even write a book about his life. Write a book about his experience telling the world. And we just thank you and give you praise, Lord. We are calling out victory. Believe in you, Lord, to move and to change and to make him the man of God that you have called him to be. Yes. And Lord, for our sister, for Pastor Cheryl, Lord, we just pray right now. She just feels the big arms of love around her right now from the bride. She would just feel the honor that we are pouring upon her today, Lord. Honor pouring upon her today. Favor pouring upon her today, Lord. We thank you, God, for raising her up, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord. You chose her to live on this earth for such a time as this, God. And we thank you and give you praise. So we come together in agreement over her destiny. Yes. Calling in every provision she's going to need to fulfill the vision that you have told her and given her to do, God. We thank you, Lord, for downloads of strategies coming down from heaven, downloading the tools that she's going to need to accomplish that mission, Lord. She shall accomplish that mission in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just see right now in the Spirit, Lord, the bride is gathering around her, Lord, like Fort Knox. Telling the devil, you ain't crossing this line. She is going to be everything that God has called her to be, accomplish everything that he's told her to do, and she will leave this earth with honor. And she will leave this earth knowing that she can stand before the King of Kings and say, where he can look at her and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So we just thank you and give you, God. We know it is done. And, Lord, I pray you send her intercessors. Send her people that will undergird her in prayer, Lord. People that will stand around her and hold up her arms to help her to march, Lord. I pray, Lord, you send her people, Lord, that want to be mentees as she mentors, as she teaches, Lord. And she pours into the young, pours into them and says, this is what I've learned. This is the wisdom that God has given me over the years, and I impart this into you. And I thank you, Lord, and give you praise, Lord, for her life and for her being on the broadcast today. And, Lord, I pray you give her favor with not just one prison, but I pray you give her favor with many prisons. Give her favor, Lord. Give her favor with the chaplains and favor with all the people in authority that she needs favor with, Lord. Giving her all of the supplies and the provision that she needs in this ministry, God. So we thank you and give you praise, Lord, for her life and for her future. And great days are ahead, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord, because we have you to have hope in. And we thank you and give you praise today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, sister, we would be honored if you would pray for our ministry and pray for the bride.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much. And thank you, bride. Father,
yes,
I just
Lord.
Thank you right now for Dr. June Knight and the bride, Father.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You for all the followers, Lord God. And I thank you for even increasing, Father, the followers, increasing those that can't wait to come on and hear what thus says the Lord through your people,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord. Yes,
and Father,
Lord.
God, I thank you that every need is already met for the ministry,
Lord.
Father God. I thank you for Dr. Knight's heart, Lord, to reach out and to get your word out through the different people that you have called into your kingdom, Lord God.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You have called to share with the world. I just thank
Lord.
You for that, Father. And, Father, she needs new equipment for the ministry.
Yes, Lord.
And I just thank you to provide the new equipment necessary.
Yes, Lord.
To support someone, Lord, that she comes in contact with to bless her, Father, even
yes, Lord.
The equipment that she has requested of you, but to just to pour into her, Lord God, abundantly
yes,
above
Lord.
What she's asked for you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
So be, Lord God, like a radio station upon the in the highest high rise. In the mighty name of Jesus, with all the antennas out necessary and the satellite dishes, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Spread your ministry across
yes,
the world.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
Jesus.
Nazareth, Lord God. Father,
yes.
I thank you for covering and protecting her and the bride
yes.
everywhere they go, Father.
In the yes, Lord.
Of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the
yes,
prayers
Lord.
That go up from the bride, Father. And
yes, Lord.
Ears, and you hear and you answer. Lord, not that you just answer, but you said in your word that while you are yet speaking, you will answer. So I
yes,
thank you
Lord.
Answering, Lord, when they just open their mouths to start praying. And Father,
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You that they will begin to pray strategic prayers, Lord, that they will accomplish every desire of your heart in the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for favor for Dr.
Yes, Lord.
Those, Father. And Lord, I thank you for providing her, even in her personal life, Lord, everything that she has need of, Lord, to carry on the ministry and to have a blessing of her own, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Because I already said that men would give into your bosom. So,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
I ask that you would cause those that you touch regarding Dr. Knight and the bride, every one of the bride, Lord God, that the you ones that you put on their hearts and touch those people, let them follow through and bring the blessing, Lord. Not just think about the blessing, not hold the blessing, but release the blessing into the bride in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Lord, have your way in this ministry. In Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And she helps, Lord, in every direction, Lord God. And she helps with the book writing. And she helps with the website. And she helps
yes.
in the prisons. Whatever you have her doing, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
That you will let her wear favor, your favor, as a garment, Lord God.
And yes, I just
Lord. Thank you for that, Father. I thank you for her strength. I thank you for her divine health, Father.
Yes,
I just
Lord.
I thank you for life and life more abundantly for her, Father.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, not just saying the word because so many saying it, but because I believe it, that no weapon formed against her and the bride will prosper, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Will rise up in opposition against them will come to nothing. In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I thank you for her. I thank you for her life. I thank you for each member of the bride, Father. And whatever
right.
the needs are, I consider them met. Now, Lord, I seal it with your precious blood. For only your will, plan, and purposes to be manifested in the earth, in their lives, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord, amen. And I just want to say, Lord, you're so holy. You're so worthy of it all, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, and give you praise, Lord, because you know what? We serve him no matter what we have.
Amen.
And we give him what we have, and he
yes.
brings the rest. Amen.
Amen.
Well, sister, I tell you what, you have been such a blessing. And I know God's got great things in store. And listen, when God does that miracle with your son, we want you back on the podcast, you and him.
Amen.
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 We want y'all back on here to tell the world what God did after all of us prayed.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, man, well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.
I will, and thank you. Blessings to you and the bride. Amen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. by